in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 13 and in verses 45 through 46, we read, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Listen, friends, when Jesus was born in that manger in Bethlehem, as he lay wrapped in those swaddling clothes, as he breathed in the rank smell of those farm animals that lay beside him, and as he lay there with his loving mama's gaze upon him, as she looked down, she saw a pearl in a puddle. As the lad grew, and as he exercised his muscles, working in Joseph's carpenter shop, amidst the sawdust and lumber, he stood out like a pearl in a puddle. As Jesus of Nazareth began his earthly ministry, giving sight to the blind and healing the leper's spots, and even raising the dead to life, as that mass of sweaty humanity pressed in upon him, he stood out as a pearl in that puddle. And as he was questioned and persecuted by the religious leaders of his day, he stood head and shoulders above those religious hypocrites like a pearl in a puddle. As he knelt in the darkness in that solitary garden, while his sweat fell from his brow like great drops of blood, he glistened like a pearl in a puddle. As the Romans, with cruel hands, whipped him and spit on him and then nailed him to that cross, he gleamed like a pearl in a puddle. And as he suffered and squirmed on that cross in agony, between two criminals, with the black sins of the world draped upon him, he hung there, shining like a pearl in a puddle. Christ Jesus, my Redeemer, is that pearl, and a pearl of great price, who's worth selling all for and losing all for, so he may be gained. And do you know what, friend? When you come to Christ through repentance and faith, and are born again, and are joined in a vital union with the living Lord, as you go through this world as a gospel witness to lost sinners for him, you too will be like a pearl in a puddle. What a glorious privilege it is to be like him. Let us pray.